Before we begin, a quick message for the grown-ups. If you'd like to support our podcast, enjoy ad-free listening, unlock our complete back catalog of stories, and more, you can join Sleep Tight Premium. Subscribe in just two taps via the link in the show notes. Now, here's a quick word from our sponsors. And now, on to our show. What if your ordinary house cat had an extraordinary secret? Susan thought Tucker was just a regular cat until he introduced her to Cat City, a magical world beneath her house. Now she's caught in an adventure where the stakes couldn't be higher. In The Rat King, the second book in the Adventures of Susan and Tucker series by Patty Larson, Susan's bad dreams turn out to be real. Kidnapped by enemies, it's up to Tucker, stuck in Cat City and facing the Rat King's forces, to rally the cats and save his best friend before it's too late. Packed with mystery, adventure, and heartwarming moments, The Rat King is perfect for readers who love daring heroes and thrilling twists. Find it wherever you buy your books. And don't forget to tune in to The Rat King podcast to experience the story in a whole new way. Follow the link in our show notes to learn more. The Rat King by Patty Larson. Susan listened to the Rat King tell her his story, but she can't really believe that it is true. When the Rat King leaves the room to find the infiltrator, Kai comes to talk to Susan. She can't believe her eyes. The last time she saw him, he had given up his last life to save Cat City. The Rat King, Chapter 14. The only thing that kept her from screaming was the fact that she felt the ghostly cat's magic tied to hers and remembered as he hopped up beside her, transparent and faintly glowing in the rainbow light, that the last time she'd seen him, he'd given up his last life to save Cat City. "Why are you here?" She reached out slowly, now fascinated and unable to stop herself from touching the outline of him, though her fingers passed through where he seemed to be with a faintly cold, tingling sensation. "Because you are," he said, blinking slowly once. The bronze Abyssinian had been beautiful in life and still was, his deep voice as calm and kind as ever. It was hard for her to remember he'd betrayed the cats and her to the rats when he seemed so lovely. "I gave you my last life, Susan, but not so you could keep my people trapped." She felt guilty despite herself. "You were supposed to free them, my dear." "I don't understand," she said, though she knew that wasn't true anymore. Was the Rat King telling the truth? "The truth as he knows it," Kai said, nodding once, black-tipped ears sparking. "I never intended to betray the cat, Susan. Please know that." Zorro made his voice drop further, so she had to lean closer to hear him. "I only knew that our people were trapped by the magic of the city. I explored outside it in the hope of finding some means of escape." Susan gasped in horror. "You mean the cats really are trapped there? Why hadn't Tucker told her so?" "They are," the former counselor said. "But before you blame them, Susan, they don't know or won't admit they know." That made her feel better and worse all at the same time. "You freed the Rat King," she said, knowing that sounded like an accusation. "I did," he nodded, delicate paws rising to swipe over his transparent nose. I found him in my exploration and set him loose when I realized he'd been imprisoned by the same magic keeping us from leaving Cat City. He tried to fight me at first. The long years spent bound drove him crazy, I'm afraid. Kai sighed softly. But he told me everything he just told you and more. I believed him, Susan. I felt the bond we have to the city, and unlike my fellow cats, I've always feared its power over us. Talking to the king proved to me I had the right to be afraid, but no one would listen. So you betrayed them behind their backs? Would she have done any differently? She wasn't sure she could answer that question. I did what I could to free all of us, Kai said, so gently it made Susan feel ashamed of herself. But in the end, I regret the choice I made, Susan. I should have trusted there were others I could rely on, done what I could to change the mind of those on the council instead of relying on Julian and the rats. Julian was helping you, Susan said. Julian was helping Julian. Kai sounded even sadder than before. I used him and his arrogance, knowing he didn't care one way or the other about our people. He only wanted the power the Rat King promised. I should have trusted Tucker, Susan. She wasn't going to argue with him about that. Why are you telling me all this? She shifted on the seat, no longer afraid of him, feeling the rainbow magic tying him to her grow stronger by the moment. Why are you here now? You finally let me out. Kai reached over and pressed one paw to the back of her hand, and for a moment, she felt the warmth of him, even if it didn't last long. I now realize you are our only hope, Susan, he said. There will come a time when the cats won't be safe in our city any longer. Because of the rats, she said, not liking the bitterness in her voice one bit. No, Kai said with that gentleness that only made her blush in shame again. The power is running out. Without the sorceress and her people to help us, the magic that sustains Cat City is dwindling and will eventually die out, and so will we. He couldn't be right. The city was amazing. And hadn't she witnessed the power of the rats as much as the cats themselves? I don't believe you. Susan crossed her arms over her chest, turning away from him. You're trying to make me do something wrong. You're still doing it, and you're dead. She flushed from being so mean. But Kai didn't lose his temper or react badly. He simply sighed one more time. I wish that was the case, he said. But you know I'm telling the truth, Susan. You can feel it, can't you? She wanted to shake her head, to reject what he was saying. If only she could. But as soon as he said it, she realized he was right. The power that tied them together, the magic he gifted her when he died, his last life she carried inside him, didn't let him deceive her. What do I do? Susan's faint wail had her retreating, tears trickling down her cheeks as she huddled against the side of the sofa, with misery trying to win. Kai's soft voice filled with warmth, the sparkling light between them heating up until she sniffled and wiped her cheeks, meeting his blue eyes that met hers with kindness and caring. You carry the power of the sorcerers in you, Susan, he said. You are the key to the city, whether you know it or not. The magic of our prison drew you here, over time and space, through coincidence and choices. Even the city knows it's failing. That's why you came, why your parents chose our house of all houses. It is your destiny. Susan wasn't sure she wanted to think about what that meant, because it felt gigantic to her, way bigger than she was. How could it be true? But one thing was certain. If she could help Tucker and the cats of the city, and even the rats, if they were innocent after all, she'd do her best. "I won't betray the cats or Tucker," she said then, knowing her voice sounded small and weak. She sat up straighter again, grimly wiping away the rest of her tears. "I won't, Kai." "You won't have to," he assured her. "You'll be freeing all of them, Susan. Trust me." She nodded then, because what else was she going to do? "What do I do?" He hesitated then and shrugged. "I don't know," he said. Susan gaped at him a moment. "You don't know?" Why did that make her want to laugh? Not in humor, just to let out a giant sound that had been building inside her for what felt like forever. Kai chuckled. "I'm sorry," he said, serious again. "One thing is certain, however. You can never trust Julian. And, I fear, you can't trust the king either." "Thanks a lot," she muttered. "So, I have to save the city by freeing the cats and the rats. But you don't know what I need to do to make that happen while I'm a prisoner to those I can't trust." Kai blinked slowly. "You'll figure it out," he said. "It's your destiny, remember?" She was going to tell him something very rude about what she thought of his opinion about destiny when he flinched and then flickered, vanishing in a flash of rainbow light. She felt him settle back inside her, now realizing he'd been there all along, since his death at the gate a week before. "Pay attention," his voice whispered in her mind. "Get up." She looked up quickly at the sound of Julian's voice, realizing his arrival must have been the reason Kai vanished again. If the Silver Bengal had seen his former mentor's ghost just then, Julian didn't say so, focusing on Susan instead. His long, thin tail thrashed as he strode toward her, one eye narrowed to a dark slit. "Now." "Where are you taking me?" She stood slowly, but didn't argue when he stepped aside and waited for her to cross the rest of the way to join him. "You'll see," he snarled. "Let's go." Susan wanted to argue, stubbornness resentful, but Kai's magic stirred. "Trust," he whispered. Not sure he was the best one to listen to either, she did as she was told. And that is the end of this part. Good night. Sleep tight.